Usually we start these Two Dorks podcasts with us mid-discussion, and then we start the podcast. But
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, but let's just do it now. Hey, I'm Joseph Blanchett.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you guys?
That was just like a knee-jerk reaction.
Hi, I'm Mark Schneider.
How are you doing? We should make cartoons together.
nice to meet you.
Who's this tall man over here?
This tall man is busy reading about pizzas.
You know, we should have Chris Bowen on this podcast since we'll be talking about stuff related to
that he helped create.
But
we'll bring it up.
Yeah. You'll be here in spirit.
Yeah. We are Toon Works.
Hello.
And probably just listened to another podcast where we talked about episode 5. And we're going to talk more about episode 5 because that was recorded 4 months ago.
No, lots happened. Mainly 4 months of nothing, and then we released something.
Yeah. So most of the stuff we talked about is still true. So we won't talk about any of that. But we did add music to it.
Yeah. That was a big thing that we did between that we actually made the decision to do the original music, I think, like as the cartoon was just getting done.
We had like 5% left, and then
well, because we were under the impression
that's when you actually had the whole rent issue happen, and so you kind of went away, and you were the guy who was talking to Pierre Sicard, who was doing all the music.
It was another thing too that he was originally just going to write the theme song, wasn't he, or something, or he wasn't even going to do episode 5. Then we had him do it anyway. Well, because we also didn't think it was going to take very long. That was the other big thing. We were just like, eh.
Yeah.
Like I think Joseph has actually quoted somewhere on the internet here, like on the Toonworks channel, is like on the preview going like, oh, we're just going to take a month to get the music. And then it's like 4 or 5 months later. It's like, oh.
Yeah, Pierce got a job like at the same time that was pretty much took a lot of his time because he works for a living.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like he works at a place that demands his attention. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know if he would want us to say what it is. I doubt it matters, but, you know, whatever.
President of the United States.
he's a drug runner.
He's one of those two. Guess which one?
They're both basically the same.
You may be pleasantly surprised.
Damn it, you beat me to it, Joseph.
The music's awesome. One thing that you might have noticed, which isn't really anyone's fault, like the volume mix, like the mix of the sound, the volume of it, it's a little bit weird in places.
Yeah, I've actually been talking to Pierce about that because once he saw the file after watching the YouTube version a couple times, he was like, "This isn't right. Something's definitely wrong."
What was on YouTube isn't what he had on his.
It's possible because he made two versions of it. He made an MP3 and a WAV. The WAV wouldn't export.
We actually looked into that just before we started talking to you guys today, and he doesn't think it's the MP3. It's either the settings on the export of the Premiere from Premiere, or it's the YouTube compression. It could be.
So it's your fault.
I bet it's not YouTube because they're pretty good with that. we apologize for that. It still doesn't. Really ruin the cartoon or anything, but future versions, like on Newgrounds and possibly my channel, we'll have that new version.
Pierce is working on fixing that up. He really wants to.
So this is like the super rare version that's going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Speaking of that, I do want to plug that Pierce will be, or probably by the time this is out, it will be out, releasing a version of the soundtrack. On Bandcamp on. For like 99 cents or a dollar or something.
Do you know what the address is?
I will get it. Right.
Yeah, I've seen it.
We'll put that in the podcast.
http://. No, I don't know.
Probably his name. That's going to be cool. Like, we're going to have an official soundtrack, guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say. That's why I told you to go ahead.
Yep. So, episode 5's out. So let's talk about the future. What is 2015?
Well, it's flying cars, possible that aliens will contact Earth or a meteor could hit us. I mean,
it's always a possibility.
Well, Well, if the internet gets shot into space, then we know something's going to happen.
There is possibly a hypernova, it's bigger than a supernova and all that, that will be probably going off sometime within our lifetimes and will be as bright as the moon in the sky. That's going to happen in the future.
Cool. We'll be visiting Pluto in a couple months. We'll be visiting Pluto in a couple months. We have a probe going out there.
In all seriousness, though, so yeah, future of Toonworks. Well,
Pluto. We're going to Pluto.
There's a lot of things. I'm sure we've talked endlessly about. What was all that? Oh, my dogs. Sorry. Toonworks itself is kind of going under some revision on how we deal with things internally, now things are written and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys want to get into that or not.
We're firing all our employees.
And I'll probably still going to do this, but since I had to move and stuff, I was like, maybe I'll wait. Was going to start doing a podcast series on the channel that I actually recorded and edited, but I had to put bumpers on it and stuff and just didn't have the time because I had basically got evicted. and I had to move and stuff, and it was really bad. And it was still there, but it was made with the pretense that episode 5 wasn't done yet. So I was like, well, I probably should not release this then and just redo it. But I can't redo it because I don't have my green screen, which I used in it as well. So that's just all getting delayed. There was that kind of talking about sort of the production of episode 5, and now we want to change things in the future. So I don't know if you guys actually talk about it or not, but there's that. There's also new projects.
Yeah. So in order to make more Wonders, we're actually going to do something else.
we need a break from Wonders. And I know that's weird coming from something considering how long this took. But
it's a break and it's not a break at the same time.
It's a mental break.
Let's
announce what we're doing.
First. Yeah. This has actually technically already been announced, but I don't think a lot of our personal followers know about it because.
Yeah, we haven't said anything specifically.
We haven't said anything. I always want to call it that guy with the glasses, but it's actually called Channel Awesome or whatever. They're a website. One of their producers, I guess you call them a producer, is
content creators,
Brad Jones, also known as the Cinema Snob. He had an animated series a while back called The Game Boys, and we were going to do season 2 of that, but then decided no, there was problems or something. So we went and he's got another idea we're going to do instead. Called Lloyd,
based on his cat, but the character is his cat, who was apparently very popular among his fans. We should say that Crispo was able to get in contact with Brad Jones through various cons because they're in the same area. So Crispo, unfortunately, is not here. He's been he pretty much does all the networking because he gets places.
Yeah. Well, Crispo works at a Medieval Times as the Dungeon Master. So he goes to a lot of conventions, for Medieval Times. And since they're in the same area, they usually go to the same places. And so, every time they met, Crispo's just networking, like you said. He's like, hey, I have this cartoon here. It's about this. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
It was... Chris had asked him about Game Boys, whatever happened to that? And he was like, well, I was thinking about restarting it again. And then Chris was like, well, let me tell you something. I know a guy.
Who knows a guy?
Who knows a guy?
Yeah, so Crispo's networking and has been awesome. This is a
good opportunity. I think a different, we kind of sat on things for several months while we were doing episode 5 and I mean, we moved on. We ended up not doing another season of Game Boys, but something else.
And luckily, Brad Jones was still like, "Yeah, I still want you guys to do stuff." So,
yeah.
Well, he was really busy too. So.
Season 1 of Game Boys, actually animated by Chris Niosi, friend of Toonworks, animator of Tome and voice of Rutu.
But yeah, so he proposed this idea to us. We all had a big Skype call or whatever, and we were talking about doing this series, and it seems like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Much more interesting, to be completely honest, than Game Boys was.
For us, anyway.
There's more character moments to this.
So what is the premise of Lloyd? What can we talk about?
I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about. I mean,
we can say kind of... I don't know what he totally said. It's about his cat who... Let me just go to his Patreon page and see what he posted.
Yeah, it's all on the Patreon page. It's
I backed his Patreon. Did you back his Patreon?
That would feel weird because that money's going towards us for helping produce the series. Yeah, so Lloyd is his cat. He's a detective. And the premise of the show is he's going to solve crimes based on, like, the movies that he reviewed. So we're not going to say what some of them are, but like, just imagine if characters from some of his more popular reviews, like, go to this cat character and says, like, hey, I need you to help me.
And we can't, I don't think we can talk about script stuff, but reading over the first script that he gave us, there are character moments. It's not just reference upon reference upon reference. There's plenty of that, but he's actually written a nice story to it, and we really enjoyed it.
They're written surprisingly well. Like,
not that we were doubting Brad Jones's writing.
Well, we
weren't expecting it. Well, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the thing is, like, most of the time, like, I know personally, I watch a lot of stuff on the internet. Like, I think every day when I get home from work, I turn on, like, the Yogg's cast, I turn on that guy with the glasses, or Channel Awesome now. I watch through all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, like, I'm used to a lot of things basically being nothing but references. Like, that's what most internet humor is, and it's not downplaying it, but that's, I don't want to say that's what I was expecting, but I figured there'd be a lot of that in there. No, it's actually written very well, like, it's very solid. So, that was great. I was like, oh, this is nice, like, It's more of the stuff that we kind of try to do ourselves. You know,
and it is full of references, but it's referencing stuff that no one knows about.
So, well, which is what we do. You know?
We should say that this is being written by Brad Jones and his team. I think it's primarily Brad Jones. They're doing all the voices as well. Crispo has had some influence, which is great. It's not your... our tune work stuff, so it's not us doing the writing. We're basically doing the production of it. So we'll have our style of animation. I'm actually going to be doing a slightly different style of animation to make it quicker and easier to do without sacrificing a lot of probably make it more cartoony. But I think we'll be able to put our touch onto it, and it'll be pretty nice.
It probably won't be on our channel. It'll probably just be on Brad Jones's website, but we'll see what kind of extra stuff we can do with it. Like, we'll probably do commentaries.
The commentaries, the production,
but those might be like Patreon rewards. So we don't really know yet.
But
we're looking forward to it.
It's important to note that this isn't us saying like we're going to stop doing Wonder because that's not
true.
We're
sellouts.
So here's something where we have to balance, and we haven't really talked about exactly what our plan is, but we're definitely going to do Lloyd, and we're not going to talk about like the details of what we're getting out of it and all that stuff. But we want to do Wonders at the same time. We want to at least get a few shorts and episode 6 done within the year, like maybe even start on like episode 7. By the end
actually
of the year.
Finish something within a year.
Yeah. So we're not sure how long, like, what the schedule for Lloyd is going to be quite yet. Like, I imagine, like, it'll be an episode, work some on our stuff, and then, like, when we need a break, work on another episode. Because we're hoping Lloyd is
a lot easier to make. And
Lloyd's going to be much quicker to make than
We've talked to Brad Jones about that. He seems very open to the idea of us being able to work around what we want to work on as well, at the same time producing his stuff. And we also have, you know, we might do things like have Joseph or Casey animate one of the longer episodes instead of me, or focus on some other stuff. Yeah.
That's one of the big things is the changes in the pipeline. Like I mentioned earlier with Toonworks, where like, you know, like we're spending a lot less time fretting over scripts and things like that. It's like, you know, okay, well, we'll just write things and we'll keep them moving rather than like, I mean, it from an outside perspective, I can imagine when someone says like, oh, we're not going to finesse things as much. Doesn't sound good. But like, I would say with episode 5, we probably went a little bit overboard with some of the finessing. I was going nuts by the end of it. I was just like, I don't care anymore. Just release that. You know, it's like, and that's just one of the things that we kind of have to learn to get over is that sometimes you just kind of move on with it. And you know, that's in the future, that's kind of more what we're doing where it's like, okay, well, you know, we'll have a person write a script and then, you know, we'll edit it and stuff and then we'll move and keep things going. So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's just, like, we want to work on them both sort of at the same time.
I mean, we're, like, all three of us are animators, but in the past, neither of us really did much of the animating.
We would just make Mark do everything. Yeah. Just be like, here you go, Mark. Animate all this stuff.
It's my focus, and it gives me the most control over it as well.
I mean, he's I'm like the best animator.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not so much a control freak, but I have like a vision, and I have probably the most film training out of all of us. So
you're very cinematographic. It's not a word, but you're
I'm cinematographic.
It's when it comes to like using the camera, you're like the best of us.
Yeah,
but
no,
I mean that's also where storyboards come in and help. But I mean, the big thing to remember is that, you know, when you look at the internet and you look at, like, animation specifically, when you look at, like, cartoon channels and stuff, like, on YouTube or whatever, usually it's, like, one guy that it's, like, you know, oh, you've got your, I don't have, like, a good example here. The guy, for example, like, the guy that does, like, Starvarians or whatever, you know, like, it's...
Oh, Happy, he has, Happy Harry.
He's got people that help him, I'm sure. But, like, you know, it's like, he's, like, the one name. Whereas Toonworks is, like, a group of people. But we've never really taken advantage of that. It's always just been like, okay, you know, we're going to work as three people, but it's going to be like one person working at a time.
It was never really a huge focus because it was never really a big issue. But episode 5 kind of showed us how that can backfire if it doesn't work out correctly.
Yeah.
I kind of, it's sort of like we're like a Megatron or Megazoid or something. Where we all connect to each other and we're all different limbs and body parts, but we all control the full robot, so we're each fighting with each other.
So here's the tentative schedule, and of course it can all change. I'm in the middle of animating a short, which I'm a little slower at animation, so I've been working on it for a little bit. It too had a lot of issues in its production, just with another animator who ultimately couldn't do it.
He was like in the hospital.
Yeah, he did a lot of horrible stuff, and now he... Now he like moved and doesn't have internet at the moment. But so I started working on that about a month ago, and I thought I would get most of it done, but I'm only about halfway done at the moment. So once I get done with artwork for Lloyd, I'm going to finish that up. There is another longer short that's kind of more in like Stardate length that I hope Casey is going to work on. and I'll probably help out too.
What's that supposed to be?
Like, me and Casey will work on that while Mark is animating the first episode of Lloyd. And that will probably be the kind of the first quarter of the year, I imagine.
Crispo also has something that he could be working on.
Yeah, but he's so busy all the time. I honestly don't know if he'll ever get to that.
We can always pass it on to someone else. I've got, I've got to finish up the voicing for another Lindsay based short.
Yeah, so hopefully Mark can do this really quick short while we're waiting for Lloyd's stuff to actually start.
Yeah,
so.
I'm actually in the middle of moving right now, so I've been way too busy bringing stuff up and down stairs. Yeah. Mostly down.
So your house has stairs?
Yes, and my apartment was on the third floor and it didn't have an elevator.
Oh, so you're used to stairs.
Yeah, but not carrying things. So, I have a lot of stuff.
And we want to, in the middle of all this, like whenever we need like a break from anime, we want to get most of the remainder of the season of Wonders written.
Yeah,
we have a pretty good roadmap. I was about to say road plan.
We have a great dental plan for the next season
of what the remaining episodes are, like not shorts, actual episodes for Wonders. So we have up to episode 10 planned, which is actually probably going to be two parts.
Possibly episode 11, because of the two part thing.
We'll
figure it all out. And of course, these things take a long time to make, so we're not quite sure how it's going to work out. Yeah, so we're not quite sure how it's all going to work out like in detail. But we want to get a lot of the stuff written.
First. That's one big thing. Like, if you consider episodes 1 through 5 as like a season. And then, like, so just kind of what we're doing. And then episodes 6 through 10, part 1 and part 2, is a season. Like, big differences is that in season 1, we didn't write a lot of this. In fact, we didn't write any of this ahead of time. It'd be like, okay, what should episode 4 be? And we would just kind of come up with it on the spot. Whereas this is like, all right, now we need an actual plan. And we actually sat down and said, like, okay, here's what episode 6 is going to be. Here's what episode 7 is going to be. And we're actually like, we have like outlines for all of them. So I mean, like,
we've got like a story arc for the season, for the, you know, that season, if that's what we're going to call it.
So yeah.
We've got ideas for, you know, making sure this is turning into like an actual series rather than just like.
The first couple are kind of like on their own separate things.
Yeah.
But like the last half of the season, we're moving towards the finale. And,
yeah, not the series finale.
Yeah, well, it could be. Who knows? But
we could all be 70 years old.
I mean, they're all going to be self-contained, but there's going to be like an overarching plot that we're moving towards.
We're like an inverse Marvel Pictures, where they announced the next 40,000 movies for the next 32 years or whatever. And we're announcing the next 32 movies for the next 40,000 years.
Yeah, I mean, so like the writing is one of the things. Like, another big thing is that we're probably going to do a lot of the art assets and stuff ahead of time. And, like, we're probably going to have more than one of us, like, animating as well. Because, I mean, like, you know, we're looking at doing stylistic changes with the animation and all that to, you know, be able to work on it faster so that more of us can probably animate it once as well.
And, might like throw around the idea of getting another outside animator. We tried that before, but never really found anyone appropriate for it.
Anybody out there?
Yeah, anyone's interested. We're not sure if it'll be episodes or shorts or what it will be. But
send your resumes.
Maybe if you want to put the focus on episodes again after this little batch of shorts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see. It's a living process.
It's a.
Synergy.
Basically, it's a
non-Newtonian film.
It's basically the worst parts of the Bible.
basically, you know, like, I just want people to know that things are moving. It's not like, okay, we're going to go do Lloyd now. Goodbye to Wonders or whatever.
I mean, I was like, actually kind of worried about that. It's like, oh, like, Mark seems really into Lloyd now. I wonder what's going to happen to Wonders.
it's mostly because, like, we also need to get our feet wet in, like, a business sense. Like, we need to actually start taking projects for people, because that's one of those things that, like, it'll help us get our names out there more and also help us work with new styles and subject materials.
And Mark gets really bored if he works on one thing for a while. So.
I need variety. I like being creative in different ways.
You can't just eat chicken every
night. Yeah, so
the right kind of chicken.
You'll have, like, a month or two of, like, foul-mouthed cats making sex jokes, and then we'll have like a cartoon where we argue if we should curse. So.
they're coming out of the damn ceilings.
Yeah. We'll have to tell that story one time.
We kind of did in that other.
Oh, did podcast. We? Okay, it's been so long; I don't remember.
But we haven't talked about the fish slapped in episode 6.
Let's see. Yeah, so like we're really excited working with Brad Jones with Lloyd. I've been working on art. Got a lot of the characters done.
Yep, we're actually hoping to show him a bunch of stuff tomorrow. So
they're very early in productions.
Yeah, we're pretty much getting we've got the script from him for the first episode. So we're doing some preliminary backgrounds and character art. And once we get the script from him, I'll cut it together. Well, he's going to cut it together, but I'm going to cut it, you know, more fluidly. And then we'll be able to start working on like storyboards and specific shots and things like that, and just production will be normal again. So, wish us luck.
And we'll talk about in 2016 where it all went wrong, and we only released a half an episode.
Because I wanted Lloyd to be 40 feet tall and have perfectly animated whiskers. But I never got the whisker graphics.
And I just refuse to animate anything else. Yep. Anything else, guys? Anything else we want to talk about?
Everybody coming to my birthday party? I sent all of you guys out there invitations, and I haven't heard back yet. So,
if you can find out where Mark lives, you're welcome to go there and hang
Don't
out.
Don't say that. Holy shit.
Well, anyways, I think that probably covers it. Yeah, and extra.
Yeah, so talked about Lloyd, talked about how we wanted to work on Wonders. We are not going to do another Minecraft movie.
We didn't talk about how adorable this dog is. I'm going to send you both a picture right now.
Once you start talking about dogs, the podcast is over.
Did it even send? I don't think it sent. Oh,
there your dog?
It does that online thing.
It's the dog you could... No one can see it that's watching
there
this
it is.
Podcast.
Oh my god, he's adorable.
If this is a podcast, we can put it on the screen. So, all right, thanks guys. Make sure to watch, if you haven't yet, watch episode 5 of Wonders at youtube.com/channeltoonworks.
If you want to check out Brad Jones, Google Cinema Stop or check him out on Channel Awesome Patreon.
The more you support his Patreon, the like probably the more work we'll be able to do.
Yeah.
So
more times I'll show you this picture.
Oh, not that all the money's going to us or anything, but like definitely one of the goals was animated series, so that's why we're doing this.
Yep.
So all right, thanks guys.
Thanks everybody. The guys and girls.
Oh, guys and girl, one girl. Miranda.
Well, no, we have more voice actresses now.
That's true. All right, bye.
Bye, everybody.